Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Kelly Payne of the Oklahoma National Stockyards, talking about these cattle markets in just a moment.
Some ranchers are satisfied being part of the herd. You, not so much. That's why there's Long Range Aprinomectin, the only dewormer that provides up to 150 days of parasite control. It's a proven investment that helps you bring substantially heavier cattle to market compared to producers who use other dewormers. So next time you're deworming cattle, don't just get the job done, get it outdone. Long Range. Outlast, outperform, outdo. Long Range important safety information. Do not treat within 48 days of slaughter. Not for use in female dairy cattle 20 months of age or older, including dry dairy cows or in veal calves. Post-injection site damage like granulomas or necrosis can occur. These reactions have disappeared without treatment. Not for use in breeding bulls or in calves less than 3 months of age. Not for use in cattle managed in feedlots or under intensive rotational grazing.
We're talking with Kelly Payne, Oklahoma National Stockyards. Kelly, here we are almost ready to end the month of March. It seems like real quickly now. And it's been an incredible year already for cattle producers in a good way, but also not such a great way here the last couple of trading weeks. What are you hearing from cattle producers right now?
Ron, you are certainly correct. I mean, we've had a great year. The numbers, well, here, we're up 10,794 head or so over a year ago. But gosh, what a roller coaster. Started out really, really strong. Felt like producers were able to put a few more dollars in their pocket. It's just the hiccups along the way. By nature, I think cattle producers are optimistic anyway. I mean, look at all the gambling we have to do with markets and Mother Nature. But I feel like there's still some strength.
You said the contrast between Oklahoma and Arkansas was pretty stark when you made a trip that direction.
Yeah, just a couple weeks ago, went down to Arkansas to visit with some of our shippers from there. And wow, you know, to go from dryness here and kind of just the blah, you know, the brown, and then you start kind of seeing some winter grass and daffodils are in bloom, so that's always a smile. But there's still quite a few cattle turned out over there, and the wheat looks pretty good down around Paris, DeKalb, Texas. So I think that's going to be a good thing to kind of keep those numbers coming. It's just been such a trying time. Gosh, I'm probably for about the last 3 years, it seems like. So it'd be nice to get some consistency in this market. And we showed a little more strength this week on that cash trade. The board just, with all the uncertainty that's going on, I think that's just an extra challenge that we really don't need right now.
I'm sure you're hearing from some of your guys that truck in and out of here the worries about how much it's costing to fill up their truck right now.
Yes, we are all certainly feeling the pinch at the pump. And you know, these truckers are, we count on them, you know, and we're putting a lot of faith in their abilities. We trust them to get all of these cattle moved all across the United States, not just coming in here. And they've got to make a living, too. You know, we're all in this still together. And so I think if we can just hunker down and get through it, I'd like to have a crystal ball and be able to predict that it would be over fairly quickly. But with all this uncertainty, it's probably the best thing we can do besides prayer is just kind of grit our teeth and get through it.
You know, our part of the world, we're very dependent on wheat pasture, and of course we're at the end of that season, but have we kind of already pushed a lot of the cattle we would normally be sending here late March and April to the market?
I believe we're at a position now where we're probably going to slow down for a while. I've got a lot of I anticipate that we'll have some calf runs start back in May. You know, years ago, whenever we experienced a drought here, prior to that, it was easy to kind of figure out the cycles with the cattle industry and whether it's, you know, marketing and things like that. And I think all of that went out the window. So there's just so much uncertainty as we've gone along the last few years that it would be nice to get some consistency back for sure.
I guess at one point it's fairly easy maybe to look at last year's numbers and say, hey, we're going to be pretty close to that this week as well. But I guess it's harder to do that now.
It's certainly harder to do. But I think we've also, we've got some producers out there that may have switched gears and said, you know what, I'm going to focus more on a fall calving herd versus a spring calving. Mother Nature has certainly not been kind to our region here. You know, we think about, of course, February, we got hit again this year, but last year was even worse. You know, 10 days of some of the most bitter things anybody has ever experienced in a large swath of our region. So it's tough to figure out what that cycle is going to be like as we move forward. And, you know, ice storms in October, gosh, we could kind of write a book on all the odd things that have happened the last few years.
Kelly Payne with the Oklahoma National Stockyards. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the 23rd annual Pollard Farms Performance Genetics Bull Sale, Saturday, March 19th at the ranch near Waucomas, Oklahoma. The sale features over 100 home-raised service-age bulls, fall 2020 to spring 2021 registered Angus bulls, including many ET Full and half-brothers from our top donor dams. For more information, call the ranch at 580-758-1464 or go online at pollardfarms.com or mcsauction.com. The Pollard Farms Annual Bull Sale, March 19th.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.